Today is game day.
What is our texture number up to over there, Mr. Producer Man?
That is 87 on the day. 87 okay. Individual texters.
All right. With over 100 texts sent in so far and phone banks full throughout.
I would say it's close to 200.
When you're losing, it brings out more phone calls, more texts, and more listeners. If you want to take advantage of that, get a bigger return on investment on your advertising dollar, call the Roar FM, get in touch with Burns Digital Media, go to theroarfm.com and let them take advantage of this great team and this digital media team, digital marketing team. The geofencing stuff is that technology is amazing to me. They'll do an incredible job for you. Click on the advertising tab, theroarfm.com, theroarfm.com. All right, for the three that are holding, I'm going to get to all three now, and then I'm going to go ahead and review because I got a text that said I missed the first segment. What are the 30 things? Let me get to three in a row here, and then I'll do that in this segment for sure. Matthew's in Little Mountain, South Carolina. Good morning, Matthew. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing, man? I just want to let you know you hit it. I mean, you've knocked out the ballpark so far this morning. Keep on doing what you're doing. My question is, since Brent Venables left, Tony Elliott, Jeff Scott, who has Clemson beat with the Pulse? Who? I told a buddy of mine, preseason ranked number four. He was all hyped up. I said, buddy, you got to take the morning shades off. You got to take the morning shades off. You got to be realistic. Who is Cade Klubnik beat? Who is Clemson beat with the Pulse in the last 3 or 4 years? Nobody. I mean, SMU, come on. You can't even, I mean, I wouldn't even say that.
I got to go back and look. I mean, the Notre Dame win here a couple of years ago would be one.
I mean, Notre Dame that year was not really great. Come on.
But they were, going into the game, they were. They were about, 10th or 12th in the country. I'll look it up. I'll look it up and see. But not a lot. Yeah. I mean, nowhere near what it was in those days where you're beating top 10 teams everywhere. It's not even close to that.
And one more thing, I'm going to let you go because I know you got other calls to get. All right, so these kids and that we're paying millions of dollars to play the game.
Millions.
They supposedly love. And it's like you said, they're not showing no kind of love up for the game, for one.
Millions.
A lot of them have messed their draft stock up. And so we're paying $1 million. Let's just cut our losses. Dabo, you're a CEO. You're supposed to be a businessman now. Cut your losses. Put them on the bench and make them lose some more money. And instead of being a top first-round pick, maybe they won't even get drafted now. Probably a lot of them won't even get drafted now. But, hey, how about make sure they don't get drafted now since they're not going to give you 100%. And tell them another thing, like Frank Howard said, keep your filthy hands off my rock, buddy. Keep them off my rock. Do not lock the rock up. Matter of fact, have them come out the visitor side. I don't care. Let the visitors run down the hill if they got more heart than us. We got to make a statement some kind of way.
Matthew, I appreciate it.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
Thank you, man. To answer that question, they didn't beat a ranked team last year other than 8th-ranked SMU. The year before, they beat 22nd-ranked North Carolina. They beat 12th-ranked Notre Dame. I mean, you're saying who they beat that had a pulse. Those teams had pulses. They beat 24th-ranked South Carolina in 22. They beat 14th-ranked Syracuse in 2022. Beat 10th-ranked NC State in 22. And beat 21st-ranked Wake Forest in 22. So, 22, they beat 1, 2, 3. They beat 4-ranked teams that year. In 21, they beat 13th-ranked Wake Forest. And in when was Venables last year here? Was that
2001?
No, 20.
You or mean. 2021, I think.
Okay. So, anyway, 22, they beat some ranked teams through all that. Zeke is in Simpsonville. Zeke, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Hey, Mickey, by the way,
Good win this weekend, 3A. 3 points against Chelsea. That's a nice win.
Yeah, it was nice it was the only – all my teams stink. The Yankees have played well as of late. They're not going to do anything in playoffs. But Manchester United, 3-1, got a good win against Chelsea. Three points. 2-1 win.
You know, I still like sitting on top of that table 5-for-5 for my Liverpool. But
sure, you're playing great.
We'll see how it goes. I want to tell you, I found out some good news for next weekend. My guys in Chapel have confirmed 10 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah.
Channel. It's the Titanic.
Yeah.
It's the Titanic versus going nowhere. What a train wreck that's going to be. I tell you what, Mick, I'll say this. Any Clemson fan that thinks you're going to lose to that group, now you're going to get a little.
You seen Clemson play, Zeke?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I have.
Woo!
And I've seen, listen, I don't know. Jordan is doing a terrible job coaching over Chapel Hill. She just don't have that team prepared like she should. But you know, it's her first year as a head coach, so we got to give her a little break. You know,
that's good.
I also want to say to Bill Belichick that you've won the award for the best salesman in America. No doubt about it, because you sold a bag of goods. Because if ever I've seen a man that don't care, going through the motions, got my $10 million, got my legacy, got my rings, got my whatever your old girlfriend she is, I'm all good in life. And at the expense of the folks at Chapel Hill that were sold a bag of goods. So, listen, I could have kept Mac Brown, saved a lot of money, and got the same results, and not had a female head coach. So,
and stayed younger.
You know, exactly, man. So you know what? That's why I quit donating money, Mickey, over there. That's why I don't really care anymore, because that university continues to make decisions that is just train wreck after train wreck after train. It's like our country. We can't elect a 40-year-old or 50-year-old anymore. And buying Chapel Hill, they can't hire a football coach, I guess, under the age of 70 anymore, except for the new female head coach we have. So, Mickey, sorry about the loss, but you will get some ailments taken care of when you head on over to Chapel Hill to play that group. Have a blessed day, my friend.
You bring your pillow for the big pillow fight, 10 a.m. on the Cartoon Network. We'll do that. All right, I'm going to get to the stuff. Let me get Hal's been hanging on forever. Hal, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing?
Fine. They got a long hold of long hill climb, you know, and the Panthers yes they defeated Pukes of Buzzard handily, and last week Hunter Renfrow scored a couple of touchdowns in a Panthers uniform, and the Rams, I mean, they were ahead by 19, and it looked like they're going to probably win the game and get the one because I. Jalen Hurts is not he's not your 2 minute type of quarterback, you know.
Yeah, some crazy stuff. I'm glad for Hunter though. I need to get Hunter on the show. I'm glad for him and what he's been able to do. That's fantastic stuff. I appreciate it, man. Thanks an awful lot. Let me get to this list here. Ready? So I did this at the top of the show and had someone say, "Miss," I'm probably gonna do it next hour too, just to kind of set the tone for what we're gonna talk about the rest of the hour. All phone calls, all texts. And to be clear, what I said was that I'm not inside that building, obviously. And the second part of it is, even if I was inside the building, I'm not qualified to say what changes need to be made. The 30 things I'm going to tell you now are an untrained eye. When I was in recruiting business, Tommy West used to tell me this. I'd say, "Hey, you like this guy? He's got a good player." And he'd say, "Lindsay could tell you he's a player." And Lindsay was his wife at the time. So what I'm telling you is, like, these aren't hard things to see. This is not from inside. And imagine how bad it is inside if we can see it on the outside. The only correlation I've always made is that I don't know anything about the food and beverage industry. I don't know what the ticket times, why is the ticket, my food late? What's wrong with the chef? Did we get a delivery? Why are we missing that off the menu, you know, an hour into dinner? I don't know those kind of things. But I can tell you if the food tastes good or not. So big picture, I start off with a big one. There's no accountability. number zero in the game, and is told, watch out for the onside kick, and then they onside kick it, and he's backing up, and yet every single kickoff, all those Syracuse kickoffs throughout the entire game, he's back out there again. There's no accountability. He messed up. He gave Syracuse a football by not doing his job, and they don't take him off the field. He's back in there every single kickoff after that. There's no accountability, and that's a small picture. I like Tyler Brown. Tyler Brown misses a block and comes off the field, and they pat him on the helmet. One of the other wide receivers moves early, false start penalty, comes off the field, they pat him on the helmet. There's no accountability. That's my strong first, or going opposite order, 30th. I want to end on a strong point. I want to begin on a strong point later. I'll get to that going chronologically in descending order. And this is not a big deal to a lot of people, but I am sick and tired of no punt rush at all. Let the guy sit back there all day long and hit these thunder boomers. I don't know what I have no idea what the punt return strategy is. Sit back there so the guy can boom one 50 yards high in the air and fair catch it. Like, that's, we're not going to threaten anything. We're not going to set up any kind of return, or we're not going to rush anybody. We're just going to let's just say 55 yards from that spot. That's where we'll take the ball. Number 28, the lack of portal use, not at the starter level, but it has caught up. When I look at you got one running back with any, and he's not even having any experience. When I look back at the lack of depth at safety, the lack of depth at linebacker, the lack of depth, really right now on the offensive line, lack of depth at quarterback. Number 26 is these defensive substitutions, where I'm paying a guy $1.5 million, he plays two plays, he comes out of the game. If this is an NFL model, I never saw Aaron Donald come out of the game after two plays. I'm paying a guy $1.5 million, and he's on the sideline half the time. Number 25, in the rare case, it's only happened once this year, but you go back to South Carolina last year, you go back to the end of the second half of the SMU game last year. When you've got a chance to put away, in the LSU game this year, you've got a chance to put teams away, you're up one score, they don't put teams away on those rare occasions that they've had leads as of late. Number 24, the best players aren't producing. You're paying guys millions of dollars, and your millionaires haven't produced. What I was told was this team is full of first-round draft picks. Cade Klubnik, Antonio Williams, Peter Woods, T.J. Parker, Avion Terrell. You got Miller coming back, and Lee coming back. You got Woodaz in there. You got Hampton. The best players hadn't produced. Number 23, for the last several years, this thing about slow Septembers, all the momentum built up by all the excitement, and then here we are in September, and you're off to these bad starts. Number 22, as Shaq Lawson says, where are the dogs? There's no dogs. There's no mentality. Number 21, lack of depth at several positions. Several. And I'll go over those here in a minute. And number 20, the slow starts to every game. You're down 16-0 to Troy. You're down 13-0 to Georgia Tech. You're down 10-0 or 17. What was it? 10-0? 17-0? 10-0 to Syracuse. Slow starts, man. You run down the hill and you're not ready to play? Number 19, I hadn't seen an impressive game plan yet on either side of the football in this season. Specifically, number 18, I see cornerbacks giving way too much cushion. Number 17, I see cornerbacks that are way soft against the run. I hadn't seen a cornerback hit anybody. Number 16, I see lack of athleticism at safety. Number 15, in the run game especially, my linebackers are invisible. And when they do make a play, it's a tackle 6 or 7 yards downfield. They're catching running backs rather than attacking a running back. Number 12, I see an undisciplined offensive line with way too many penalties. Number 11, I see a slow offensive line on the counter. I see the defense beating the offensive guy to the point of attack and then blowing up the block. Number 10, I see a quarterback that panics in the pocket. Number 9, I see wide open receivers running down the field and the quarterback can't see them. Number 8, I see an offense that does not hurry up no huddle. They're huddling all the time, and even when they go no huddle, they substitute, and that gives the defense a chance to substitute, and they lallygag out there defensively. So it slows the game down. too many substitution packages on offense. Number 5, 6, and 7 all have to deal with the wide receivers. I see a group of wide receivers that don't block. I see a group of wide receivers that constantly drop balls, and I see a soft group of wide receivers with no accountability at wide receiver. I see wide receivers missing blocks, and I see a wide receiver coach saying, oh, you know, good job. All right, come on, back off the field. Go back in the game. Number 4, I see no depth at running back. Number 3, I see no identity on offense. And then finally, the two most, the biggest insults I can give any football coach, and one that if you told me this, we'd have a fight. But I see a team that is mentally weak and physically weak. I see no mental toughness. I see no physical toughness. I see a soft football team. And that is a terrible indictment. As the text, the best text I got all day, high school coach said, either you're coaching it or you're allowing it. Are we coaching a mentally and physically soft football team? Dabo's teams in the past hadn't been mentally or physically soft. Dabo's teams in the past found ways to win games and to stand up, and they were built for the moment. They were built for Alabama and built for Notre Dame and built for Oklahoma. This team's not built for stinking Syracuse. Dabo's teams were physically tough. Goal line stand after goal line stand. Fourth quarter stop after, I mean, fourth down stop after fourth down stop. This team is physically and mentally soft, and that is an awful indictment of your program. A short break. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. Patterson Tax Service wants to do your taxes for your tax planning, tax evaluation. They want to do your bookkeeping, payroll accounting. If you have any taxes that you have added had extensions for, they'll fill those out for you. Back taxes, please take care of that. Any amended taxes, if you didn't like your taxes done this past year, see if they can help you amend those taxes. Make sure next year goes great. Tax planning, tax evaluation, they'll do all that for you. It's Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289. On Friday, I got a text say, can they do my taxes? I'm in the state of Georgia. Can they do my business taxes here? Yes. The answer is yes. We're going to hear my voice. They can do that. All right, that's the 30 points. Your thoughts on all those, so much more. Phone calls, text, more to this.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs, just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code NEWYEAR. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way. Talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Said I probably ought to throw this one away, 'cause she's the reason I feel this way. Why I hate everything. Why I hate my job and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife.
I see what you did there. To be honest with you, outside of the 6 hours in Death Valley on Saturday, I had a great weekend. Played my best golf for the last 2 years on Friday. Got to spend the day with my son on Saturday, which is awesome. Took him to the game and tailgated and all that stuff. That was awesome. And then, yesterday, relaxed. I did a lot of cleaning and all that kind of stuff. But my weekend was great, except for the 6 hours I was stuck over in Death Valley in the most miserable game I've ever been to. I would say I've been to how many home games now? 50, 60, over 300 home games. Most miserable home game I've ever been to. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out at Engineer Sleep. Your bed is amazing at Engineer Sleep. Ours is incredible. We've got the ES Duo mattress. This is the best mattress made. The technology behind the ES Duo, one is going to save money for you long term and short term, because you're off the bat going to save thousands of dollars, and then the way you just replace the top of the bed, you know, after 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, that's going to save you money as well. We love our great friends at Engineer Sleep. and engineersleep.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Tyler is in Gray Court. Good morning, Tyler. Tyler, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, Mickey. This is actually Tyler from Spartanburg 2.0, but I was afraid if I said that, I might not get put on the air.
So, is this the real Tyler then?
No, this is Tyler's cousin.
Okay. All right, Tyler's cousin.
2.0.
Okay, I got you.
I just want to make one point about coaching and one point about a series of play calling that I saw Saturday just bewilders me. And first of all, about coaching, Dabo needs to decide what kind of mood he's going to be in, because it just translates over to the team. After Troy, he said to us, "Oh, I was booing too. You didn't hear me booing?" And then after this next game, he's talking about past accomplishments and, you know, how we ought to hang our hat on that. And then after the alma mater this week, he looks all sad and dejected again. So which one is it? He needs to decide what mood he's going to be in, because the fan base and the players are going to follow. And then the second point I want to make is in the third quarter, and this just speaks to everything we're seeing right now with coaching and execution. Syracuse kicked a field goal. They went up 27-14, and that very next possession, we're driving down the field, we go past midfield, and it's third and one. And Syracuse is not lined up, and we can't figure out to run that ball and steal that 1 yard on third down. And it's four down territory, because you're down by three touchdowns, so even if you don't get it, you got another shot. And then we didn't get it because we weren't ready for the call. And then on fourth down, we didn't get it because of some stupid play call. So I don't know what is going on, but this program right now is unrecognizable. And Dabo should not be shocked that us as fans want answers, especially when he has been slow to, you know, adapt to the changes in college football. That's all I wanted to say. You know, I spoke with Tyler 1.0 before making this call, and he concurs.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate the phone call for sure. I don't think you're going to hear from Dabo tomorrow. We did not get a Sunday teleconference because of the off week this week. And we won't get him this week because of the off week. So the next time you hear from Dabo will be next Tuesday.
Correct.
Right. Couple of things. Let me get Snaphook next. 654 Roar. Good morning, Snaphook. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Man, I wish I could say I was better, Mickey. I really do.
Let me make you feel better.
Good talk to me.
You know, when I was a young man, if this thing happened when I was in my 30s, I'd be just devastated. But I got a beautiful wife and two awesome kids and health and family and friends and life and salvation. And, man, I got all kinds of unbelievable things going on. So I'm not going to let the idea that a team that doesn't want to play or play hard or doesn't get excited to play, it looks like they're having a funeral over there on the sidelines, affect me. If they don't care that much, then I don't care that much either. So,
yeah. You know, Mickey, back in 1998, I was a senior in high school and, you know, was playing sports, you know, diehard, avid Clemson football fan. And I got to see the Tommy West-led Tigers go 3-7 that year.
Yep, 3-8. Yep, 3-8. Yep.
3-8.
Yeah. That was bad. I was there. Yep. Yep. That's my first year on the radio. How about
it was.
My indoctrination radio was my first show was after the NC State wide receiver had about 300 yards receiving and a 46-39 win in Death Valley in front of about 50,000 people. And then they go down to Georgia Tech and they got beat 24-21, and then they came home and beat South Carolina, and then before that they fired Tommy West on Monday or Tuesday before the game, and like, well, I got thrown to the frying pan, man. My very first week in radio or first month in radio, and I got a new coach and a firing and all that. But yeah, 3-8 in 1998.
Yep. You know, we've seen it bad, Mickey, and I hate to say it, brother, but it don't look much different right now.
Yeah.
It really don't. It don't look much different than what we saw 27 years ago.
Someone asked me, is this the worst team that I've seen? Again, I go back to 74. The 75 team was 2-9, and they weren't competitive.
No.
That team got beat 56-0 Alabama, 35-7 to Georgia, 45-7 NC State, 43-7 Florida State. That team was not competitive. The 76, those are Red Parker's final season. That 76 team was not good. They are a little more competitive in 76. But I'll tell you this, since 77, this team and that 98 team are the two worst teams I've seen since 77.
Yeah. I have to agree with you, Mickey. I was born in 79, but I mean, you know, looking back on,
well, in your lifetime, you know, this is one of the two worst. Yeah.
Of the two worst.
In 92 they were 5-6, but they were competitive. And you know, they lost close football games in 92. But this team, this team's not competitive.
Well, I got a question for you, and I'll take it off the air.
All right.
You know, I'm just looking at, you know, and it's easy to pick on Cade, but it's a lot of things. But I mean, has Cade ever climbed a pocket in his career? Is it just the first instinct? I mean, even when there's, you know, pocket contained, it just seems like his first instinct is to make that first step right and roll out. I mean, there were plenty of instances in that game, Mickey. He had a clean pocket he could have climbed, and I mean, using the middle of the field. Can you remember a time when Cade Klubnik climbed the pocket in a Clemson football game? And I'll take it off there. Appreciate it.
Yeah, occasionally. Not often, but occasionally. And he reverses out an awful lot. And he's pretty good at reversing out and making people miss. And then he's pretty good on throwing a run. But that's not what your offensive identity is and what you're built upon. You're built on making it living in that pocket. And they need to do a better job of that. But, and that is his fault, because I know he's not coached that. With that said, as the best text I've gotten on the show all year long, the high school coach tells me earlier, either you're coaching it or you are allowing it. What a text. What a thought.
Just a quick production note. We were incorrect. And
yes.
This is why we love our friends in the media. Will Vandervoort called in and corrected us.
He's have a teleconference tonight.
5:30 p.m.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be interesting to hear. What's he going to say? Very, very interesting to hear. Gervonta is in Livonia, Georgia. Good morning, Gervonta. How you doing?
Mickey Plyer, good morning. How you doing this morning?
I'm blessed, buddy. I'm very blessed.
I know everybody's upset, everybody mad. But listen, we got a lot of football left to be played. We don't know the scenarios of what's going to play out. Last year we left Death Valley upset. South Carolina came in a new kickoff and beat us. Got back to the tailgate. Hey. Syracuse took down Miami or took down whoever to help us get in there. So let me say, we got to keep the faith. I know everybody's saying this is a bad team, this blah, 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 but there's still a lot of football left to be played. We don't know what can happen. I would hate for a lot of people to eat their words. Now, yes, we looked awful Saturday. We looked awful a little bit this season. But I think, you know, we're still a couple plays away. Saturday was real ugly with the break right there. I feel like Dabo should have went for that field goal instead of throwing that touchdown, I mean, that ball interception down there, because that dropped Cade momentum. But I think we're going to be okay. I think things are going to turn around. I'm going to stay optimistic. Thank you for everything you do, Mickey.
Thank you, Gervonta. Appreciate that. I would love to be wrong. I would love for someone to call in after this thing's over and they blow nine opponents out or eight more out and they somehow make this great run and everything's fixed and everything's better. I'd love to be wrong. So, I love Gervonta, by the way. Gervonta's a friend and a guy that loved the optimism.
I mean, our Lion eyes have been wrong before this season. So.
Yeah, it's just I don't see a whole lot in there right now. Let me get Steven and Raleigh. Steven, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I'm blessed. Hope you are, too.
Good, yeah.
I know you
are. Same here.
Whether we realize really nice. It or not, by the way, because then when I say I hope you are, what I mean is I know you are. I hope you realize that you are. Anyway.
Oh, I do, Mickey. I mean, I feel like I have a great business that I'm running and three kids and wife. And, I mean, life is good. It's kind of what you said. If I were 30 again or 27 again, I would be like devastated. But I look at it like this, Mickey. I care less because I feel like and I'm seeing with my two eyes that they're not really doing everything that they can possibly do to be successful. That's the way that I see it.
Yeah.
And I feel that way.
Well, and what you said is that do you think Georgia Tech's a better football team than Clemson? Do you think Syracuse is a better football team than Clemson?
Well,
I don't think they are. So, in fact, talent-wise, because you're not getting the most out of them.
Right. What I'm seeing is that Clemson, I think, is the more talented team. I see it with my eyes that they're more talented, but they're not hungry. They're soft. They're poorly coached, and they just don't seem to want it. I mean, if you look at Georgia Tech's defensive backfield and Syracuse, their linebackers and their defense, I mean, it just appears that the other team wants it more. And I think I don't think that that is an actual player issue. I think it is a coaching issue. I don't see a talent deficiency on this team. I see a coaching deficiency on this team, right? That is just the way that I see it. And again, I don't feel like that this program is doing everything in their power to make this team as successful as it can possibly be. And therefore, on Saturday, I'm like, okay, all right, well, it is what it is. It is what it is, and I go on about my business, and I watch Missouri run up and down the field in South Carolina, and I'm like, okay, well, this makes it a little bit easier. But until they change their ways, it's like you said, until they change their ways, why should I put my money into it, my feelings, and I just don't feel like they're doing everything they should be doing right now. And for me, it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to take it at face value, and it is what it is. And so it's really disheartening because we had all this momentum throughout the summer and the start of the season, and I don't feel like it could have gone any worse than what it has now.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine it being any worse. I'll tell you this. So even in the points of games, like one of my texts during the game the other day was, hey, it can't get worse. And then the very next two or three plays, whatever, something was worse.
Yeah.
So then the point is, so as I mentioned earlier, like now you got to think, all right, who's going to screw it up this time? And what's going to happen this time? Is it going to be a pick? Is it going to be a fumble? Is it going to be a busted coverage? Is it going to be an onside kick? Is it going to be a missed field goal? Is it going to be – what's going to happen now? Because seemingly it's this nightmare that just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
It is.
And when you think it can't get worse, it only gets more worse.
Well, here's the good news for us, and I feel like this is good news, right? We saw Florida State last year at 2-10.
Yep.
And they pretty much lost all hope. Their players quit and everything.
Yep.
And look at them now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Look, that's the good news. You can turn this thing around.
Mickey, that is the beauty of the transfer portal.
Yep.
You can turn this thing around very quickly, whereas before you had what you had and you're going to have them 3 to 4 years, and it is. In 1998, we didn't have the transfer portal. We had what we had, and there was no turning it around in 1998. And maybe even the year after, and we saw a few years after that. We can turn this thing around almost instantly, but they have to be willing to do it, and that is the problem. I don't think they're willing to do it. It's that psychological, that philosophy. I'm worried that because Dabo Swinney does not like the transfer portal, he's not going.
Well, he used it last year on three occasions. I don't see a scenario where at quarterback and I if you don't have double digits, because who's leaving? This year I get it. You got Parker back, you got Woods back, you got Woodes back, you've got Klubnik and Williams and all these offensive linemen are coming back. But this year, if you look at that roster and who's leaving, I don't see how you don't get double digit transfer portal guys that in next year.
Mickey, every time Tristan Smith catches the ball, something good is going to happen. Yeah. He is a dog. You can see it, and I think, like, from what I see, he's kind of the only one out there on offense, right? You got Will Helt. Alexander played really well, I think, on Saturday. He was a bright spot. But you got to be willing to do it. And that is the problem that I'm seeing is this offseason will tell the tale.
Yep, this is the biggest offseason they've had that he's had yet. Good point. Hey, I got to get to break, Stephen. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Short break. We'll come back. Much more to this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
In 1977, Bo's started frying chicken so full of real Southern flavor, folks named it the Carolina Legend. Legends last, but this $5.99 leg and thigh deal won't. It's Bo time.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
From tailgate to touchdown, South State is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South State is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South State Bank, member FDIC.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road.
The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. Let them take care of you. You're going to love Tiger Sports, love everything about Tiger Sports. The 50th anniversary, all of the great Clemson gear, including some basketball and baseball gear over there now. Get in touch with Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com, with a gift for all Tiger fans as well. Don't forget about that. We love Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. College Avenue, Clemson, or Tiger Boulevard, with everything you're looking for, including some gift cards for right coming holiday seasons right around the corner. Let's get to phone calls. Everybody on hold. Hang on. I'm getting to everybody in this segment before the top of the hour. Going in the order that you called in. Sully is in Simpsonville. Sully, thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Great.
First of all, I've been listening to your show for the last 20-plus years. You know, I'm a local. I've lived here my whole life. And, you know, I appreciate your demeanor on the radio. No matter win, loss, you know, I do appreciate that and your positivity. This is tough because, you know, as everybody said, you know, coming off the momentum last year, entering this season, I think that's what's made it so hard is the expectations we had. You know, the guys over at Tiger Illustrated, those guys, you know, their forecast before the season, and I don't think anybody could have even dreamt up, you know, a worse scenario to where we are right now. I mean, this is nightmare fuel today that we've woke up to. I just can't get past. Can you name me one position group that appears to be well coached so far this season?
Punter.
But you know what? And that's the only thing I thought to myself too. And that was the one question we had entering the season.
Yeah.
Was what are we going to do? You know, we're going to be okay at punter. And you know, oddly enough, here we sit today. That's the best position. You know.
Yep.
So I mean, how does this happen? How does an entire team? How is an entire team poorly coached every single position when we were top five preseason entering this season? How is that possible?
I don't know that. A, I'm not qualified to know that because right. That's not my training. But B, I'm not inside that building. I don't go to. We get so limited access to practice now. What I see on the field is a quarterback that panics and can't see the field, no depth at running back, wide receivers that drop balls, can't block, that are soft, tight ends, maybe the tight end group so far, but the offensive line, undisciplined, false starts, holding penalties, not opening up holes, defensive line not creating any pressure, not stopping run, linebackers getting lost into the trash of the run, catching back runners rather than attacking them, secondary plays way too much cushion, soft end tackling, just everywhere you look, two missed field goals right on the season. Everywhere you look now, how, why? I'm not qualified. B, I don't have access. But all I see is I've seen them went to a couple practices for 15, 20 minutes while they stretch and they kick and they do some special team stuff. But what I've seen is four games and I've seen a poorly coached football team. And I don't know if you heard the first hour or not, Sully, but someone, a high school coach said, either you coach it or you allow it. Now I will tell you this. The responsibility is on both because it's on the players too. Because I watched Jamal Anderson. I think it's Anderson. It might be Antonio Williams. Number zero, hate double numbers. Anyway, that is told before they go out there, hey, be aware of the onside kick. He turns his head when the ball's kicked right at him on the onside kick and then allows it to happen. And then he's back in there for every kickoff return, all of Syracuse kickoff returns the rest of the time. So accountability. That's a player's deal. And so in that case, he's not coached it, but he is allowed to do it because he's back out there the very next kickoff return.
Right.
So to answer your question, I don't know. I mean, how does it get to that point?
I'm just so baffled. And I'm not calling it to badmouth anybody, really, but it's just kind of like, you know, some of the hires, you know, that we've made. Like, I thought they were home run hires. I thought they were great hires, but I can't understand how they're not, you know, come to fruition. Like, you know, Eason and Luke and Allen and
Riley.
Who else I miss? You know, I mean, and even Garrett Riley. I mean, all these guys. I thought they were great hires. And how have none of them panned out? You know,
everybody, I tell you this, Sully, everybody talks about the nepotism and the inner promotions.
Right,
And they're not wrong about that. But look, Riley outside the program and you're excited. Luke outside the program, you're excited. Rump outside the program, you're excited. Easton outside the program, you're excited. Right. Allen outside the program, you're excited. And none of those position groups are playing very well. And neither coordinator has put together the game plans that you think so far that would be successful. So, I mean, is it,
right?
You know, what is it? I don't know.
That's what I can't understand, because we all, I think everybody, when all these hires were made, we're all like, every one of these
home runs.
Hires.
Yep. Strikeouts, 0-3.
I just can't make sense of it. And then, you know, the other thing I say, and I don't understand it, you know, it's just there aren't dogs out there. There aren't guys out there fighting for balls. There aren't guys out there, you know, where's the leadership?
Well, here's the thing, too, to that point. Like, and we just ripped the coaches. But from the player standpoint, like, where is your pride in yourself? Because you're turning on the film right now. You're an NFL prospect. You're turning on the film right now, and you're seeing yourself get blown off the football. You're seeing yourself bust coverage. Mm-hmm. You're seeing yourself jump offside. Mm-hmm. You think the NFL is going to invest in offensive linemen that are undisciplined, wide receivers that don't block, can't catch, quarterbacks can't see the field, that secondary gives up way too much? You're going to invest in a – how much money are you going to invest in a pass rush that doesn't rush the passer? Can't stop the run.
It just feels like such a – I mean, I hate to be like this, but, I mean, we are in an NIL era, and, you know, it just feels like such a me, you know, era. You know, I'm an alum. You know, I've seen the best and the worst. I've been to the highs and the lows. I was at the Wake game in 03 when we lost 45-17. You know, I was at 63-17 in Columbia. I was at Blacksburg in 06 when, you know, on that Thursday night after we blew out Georgia Tech the previous Saturday – first time game day came here. I mean, I've seen the highs and the lows, you know, from early 2000s to now. And, you know, I just can't make sense of it. But where's the pride in the paw, you know?
Yeah.
You wear the paw, I mean, got to be some pride in wearing the paw, you know, and representing Clemson and above all else, you know, your team. And I just don't see it. It's just the most frustrating season I've ever followed.
I would agree with that. There were no expectations in 74 and 75, and there are very little expectations in that 98 team. With that being said, this is the most disappointing. And the other part of it, though, is you mentioned NIL, and I don't think you're wrong, but look at the teams that we thought we heard about all the NIL money. Mm-hmm. Ohio State, they're number one in the country right now. Miami, they're number two in the country right now. Exactly. Oklahoma turns things around with NIL. Ole Miss is number 13 in the country. A&M's ninth in the country. You mean to tell me, like, their guys are motivated with their NIL, getting more money than what Clemson's getting supposedly? I don't know.
Look at a team like Texas Tech on the rise out there. Yep. Texas Tech is starting to put money into it.
Yeah, they look phenomenal on Saturday.
And didn't they just, you know, pour money into their NIL to pull the number one defensive player out of the state of Georgia?
So with that said, everybody tries to blame it on NIL and Clemson millionaires not producing, but how come those other teams' millionaires are producing?
Exactly. Yeah, other teams are out there winning, you know, in an NIL era. They're out there winning.
Yeah.
Winning big. We're all, you know, in the same landscape, you know, with that. Why can they win, and why are we going the opposite direction?
Sully, I'll tell you this much. You made so much sense that the next time Clemson loses, can you be here Monday at 6 a.m.? I'm just going to take the day off.
Woo!
But I'll tell you, wear the asbestos suit when you come in, because it's fire right now, man. It's fire. Hey, I appreciate the phone call.
I know. Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you. That's summed up an awful lot of people's feelings right now. As I promised everybody not to get to them before the top of the hour, I just bear with me. Let me get Buddy in Greensboro. Buddy, I got a minute and 45 seconds. Go right ahead.
Hey, Mickey, how you doing?
Great. I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, I'm glad you are. My point that I've been trying to get in my head is, why does Dabo I mean, everything that's happening right now, I have kind of figured that something was going to, a glitch was going to happen this year. But why does he have to bring the everything, the attention on him? I mean, the meltdown that he had after the Georgia Tech game, you know, there was no reason for that. Does he not think that the football players on the team are listening to all that mealy-mouth, poor-mouthing about him, and he's going to leave the program and then find somebody else? I'm going to go. Does nobody there at the university, you know, just tell him to kind of tone it down? I mean, where does all come from?
He doesn't have bosses on that. Well, because he's the same thing with Saban, same thing with Kirby, same thing with Ryan Day. These are, if you follow those other programs, they're the front man for these big time programs. They're in front of the cameras all the time. The cameras are always on them on the sidelines. That's not his fault. No. It is. You just don't recognize it because you're not a Georgia fan, you're not an Alabama fan, you're not an Ohio State fan. You recognize it because it's yours. But every time you turn on the TV, same thing with Bill Belichick, same thing with Andy Reid. You're the head coach. The camera's always on you. Hey, I got to get to the top of the hour, buddy. The camera's always on you. You're the spokesperson, especially when it goes wrong. That they're going to come after you through all that. So that's where we are with all that. Hour 3, Pat, James, Daniel. Hang on. Coming to you. More after this.